Redemption Accomplished and Applied, Part 1, Session 6. 在四救赎启恩第一部分第六讲,我们继续讲基督的顺服的最后一段,然后会进入到献上自己为祭,sacrifice,那个层面的。We will now finish up the section on obedience, the all-comprehensive category, and then we'll go into the first aspect, which is obedience. It is obedience learned through suffering, page 24. 第24页,就是透过苦难所学习的顺服, perfected through suffering, 透过苦难成为完全的顺服, and consummated in the suffering of death upon the cross, 就是透过在十字架上的受苦跟死所达到巅峰的那个顺服, that defines his work and accomplishment as also salvation. 就是这种的顺服为他成就 救恩作为我们救赎的元帅，这个大功的定义，这个定义就是在于，就基督的作为救恩的元帅，这个意义就是在于他透过受苦、学习、顺从，一直到死。It was by obedience he secured our salvation. 基督是透过顺服、保住、担保、保障了我们的救恩。 Because it was by obedience he wrought the work that secured it. 因为他是透过顺服成就这个大功，就是成就那个保证我们得救的大功。Obedience, therefore, is not something that may be conceived of artificially or abstractly. 所以呢，我们不可以很人为的，或者是抽离的来思考到基督的顺服。It is obedient that enlisted all the resources of his perfect humanity. 这种的顺服呢，是用上了他的完全的人性的所有的资源、所有的能力。Obedience that resided in his person. 这个的顺服是就是在他的位格里面的顺服。And obedience of which he is ever the perfect embodiment. 这种的顺服呢，耶稣基督这个神人二性的位格是最完美的化身。It is obedience that finds its permanent efficacy and virtue in him. 在基督里，我们看到这个顺服的永久的有效性。 在基督里，我们看到了这个顺服的能力，virtue. And we became the beneficiaries of it. 我们成为这个顺服的受惠者。Indeed, partakers of it by union with him. 不但受惠者，我们参与了，我们能够享受到他的顺服，是因为我们与他联合，透过我与他联合，by union with him. It is this that serves to advertise the significance of that which is the central truth of all soteriology. 这个顺服跟我们托他里面享受到这些的恩典呢，就是这个就宣扬救赎论的中心真理的重要性， namely union and communion with Christ. 整个的救赎的最重要的那个核心的意义就是与基督的联合 union and 相交还有相交 communion union and communion 与基督联合与基督的交通. While the concept of obedience supplies us with an inclusive category, 是的，顺服这个概念提供了一个为我们提供了一个涵盖性的、概括性的一个的。 范畴一个的概念, in terms of which the atoning work of Christ may be viewed. 我们透过这概念能够理解基督赎罪的大功, and which establishes at the outset the active agency of Christ in the accomplishment of redemption. 而且建立一个原则就是从头开始呢,基督成就救赎呢,是积极的,是主动的。 We must now proceed to analyze. 现在我们读懂了这个顺服的概念了。我们现在要进一步去分析those specific categories, 那些不同的特定的范畴的概念, by means of which the scripture sets forth the nature of the atonement. 甚至用这些的特定的不同的概念呢, 来表达救赎的本质 The nature of the atonement 赎罪的本质这里有四个特定的概念 Sacrifice 献上自己为祭 Propitiation 第二挽回祭 Reconciliation 第三上帝与我们和好第四 Redemption 赎罪 Number one Sacrifice 献祭It lies on the face of the New Testament that Christ's work is construed as sacrifice. 从表面上，新约圣经就表明，耶稣基督的大功是一个献祭的工作。And the only question is, 所以我们唯独要问的问题是 ，What notion of sacrifice governs this pervasive use?Of the term sacrifice as it applied to the work of Christ. 新约圣经这么的广泛的使用献祭这个名词来指基督的大功呢是怎么样一个的献祭的概念呢 This question can be answered only by determining 若要回答这个问题就必须 要决定 What was the notion of sacrifice?Entertained by the New Testament speakers and writers, 要决定了新约圣经里的讲话的跟写下圣经的人呢、啊，他们思想里面的献祭的概念是怎么一个概念 ？Steeped as these were in the language and ideas of Old Testament, 这些的作者们呢，是浸淫在旧约的用词和概念的世界里面的。There is but one direction in which to seek the interpretation.Of the meaning and effect of sacrifice. 所以若要、明白他们、是怎么样的所以假如我们要了解到他们对献祭的意义和效果是什么意思的话呢只有一条路可以走。What is the Old Testament idea of sacrifice? 这条路就是要问旧约的献祭的概念是什么呢 Much debate has been revolved around this question. 关于这个问题呢有很多的争辩的 But we can be content to say with confidence, 但是我们可以很满足的很有信心的说 the Old Testament sacrifices were basically expiatory. 旧约的献祭都是赎罪的 expiation, 赎罪的 This means that, 意思就是说呢 they had reference to sin and guilt.意思就是说旧约的献祭都是指向罪和罪孽 Sin involves a certain liability 罪就带来罪的债务 A liability arising from the holiness of God 这个债务是因为上帝的圣洁的缘故 On the one hand 这是一方面 And the gravity of sin as the contradiction of that holiness on the other 另外一方面呢是因为罪是触犯了上帝的圣洁这个严重性 The sacrifice was a divinely instituted provision. 献祭是上帝所制定的方法 whereby the sin might be covered, 来遮盖这个罪 and the liability to divine wrath and curse removed, 除去遭受上帝的愤怒和定罪的除去这个的债务The Old Testament worshipper, when he brought his oblation to the altar, 旧约时代的敬拜者，当他把他的祭物带到祭坛的面前的时候呢 ，substituted an animal victim in his place, 就用了这个动物的祭牲作为取代他的取代品。In laying his hands upon the head of the offering, 当他把手按在这个祭牲的头上的时候。There was transferred symbolically to the offering the sin and the liability of the offerer. 当他按手的时候呢，这个献祭者的罪和罪债就透过这个表征就转移到这个祭物的身上。This is the pivot on which the transaction turned. 整个的、交换的轴心就在这里。The notion in essence was that 这个核心的意义核心的概念就是说 The sin of the offerer was imputed to the offering. 这个献祭者的罪就归算到这个祭物身上。And the offering bore, as a result, the death penalty. 因此呢，结果就是说，这个祭物就承担了死刑，死的刑罚。It was substitutive endurance of the penalty. 就是说，这里是一种取代性的忍受惩罚 ，or liability due to sin, 或取代性的承担罪所带来的罪债。Obviously, there was a great disproportion between the offerer and the offering. 当然，这个献祭者和这个祭物之间呢，这个不成比例的。And a corresponding disproportion between the liability of the offerer and that executed upon the offering. 平衡的就是说，这个献祭者的罪债和施行在这个祭物身上的罪债之间也是不成比例的。These offerings were but shadows and patterns. 这种的祭物只不过是影子，只不过是样式而已。Nevertheless, the expiatory notion is apparent. 但是这个赎罪的概念是明显的。And it is this expiatory significance that provides the background for the interpretation of Christ's sacrifice. 就是这种的赎罪性的重要性，赎罪性的意义，就提供了解释基督的献祭的一个的背景。The work of Christ is expiatory. 基督的大功是赎罪性的。Expiatory indeed with a transcendent virtual efficacy and perfection. 不单是赎罪性的，而且是有超越的至高的能力 virtue 有效性 efficacy 和完美性 perfection 的一种的赎罪。That could not apply to bulls and goats. 这种的赎罪大功是牛羊的赎罪是不可能达到的。Yet expiatory, in terms of the pattern provided in the Old Testament sacrificial ritual, 但是呢，旧约的献祭的礼仪啊，却提供了这个样式就是了。It means that, 意思就是说呢 ，to him as the great sacrifice offered without spot to God, were transferred the sins and liability of those on whose behalf he offered himself as a sacrifice. 就是说，耶稣基督当他献上自己为祭的时候，他是代表谁的？代表的那些人呢？这些罪人的罪和罪债呢，都转移到他的身上。他就是那个毫无瑕疵的献上给上帝的伟大的献的祭物。By reason of this imputation, 就是因为这种的归算这个的转移 ，He suffered and died. 他受苦。他死 just for the unjust, 公义的为不义的 that he might bring us nigh to God, 好叫他领我们来亲近上帝。By one sacrifice, 透过一次的献祭 he had perfected forever all them that are sanctified. 他就是所有要被成圣的人呢成为完全了，永远成为完全了。While the New Testament writers do not find in Christ's offering of himself a literal fulfillment of all the prescriptions of the Levitical law as these apply to the animal offerings. 是的，新的作者并没有说基督献上自己的时候呢，就字义上就实现了所有立位制度律法的要求。就是说，在动物的献祭方面的要求。耶稣基督并不是字义上成全了这一切。Yet it is very apparent that they have distinctly before their mind certain specific transactions of the Mosaic ritual. 但是很明显的就是呢，新的作者呢，他们的思想里面很清楚的是想到摩西时期的礼仪的某一些特定的献祭的交换的。For example, in Hebrews 9:6-15.譬如说在希伯来书第九章六到十五节 The transactions of the great day of atonement 赎罪日的那些的献祭里面的交换呢 are specifically mentioned 是特别在希伯来书第九章六到十五节提到 And it is with these transactions clearly in mind and on the basis of this the symbolical and typical import of this ritual that the writer sets forth the transcendent efficacy, perfection, and finality of the sacrifice of Christ. 希伯来书的作者 提出耶稣基督的献祭的超越的有效性、完美性和最后至终性啊，很清楚的是根据旧约的这个礼仪的表征和预表。希伯来书第九章十一到十二节 Hebrews 9:11-12 But Christ, having come a high priest of the good things to come, through the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this creation, nor yet through the blood of goats and cows, but through his own blood, he entered in once for all into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. 希伯来书第九章十一到十二节。但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的事。参考希伯来书第九章二十三到二十四节。Compare Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23 and verse 24. Likewise, in Hebrews 13:10-13, 同样的，在希伯来书第十三章十到十三节 ，We cannot fail to see that 我们不可能避免看到 ，The writer exhibits the work of Christ in the sacrifice under the form of those sin offerings. 作者呢，就是透过这些的赎罪祭的形式来表达耶稣基督大功和他的献祭的。The sin offering for the priest and the sin offering for the whole congregation. 就是为了祭司的罪的赎罪祭和为了整个会众的罪的赎罪祭。Whose blood was brought into the holy place. 祭物的血是带进到圣所。And whose flesh and skin and legs were burnt without the camp. 而这个祭物的皮、肉和腿是在营外烧的。Since no part of the flesh of such sin offerings was available for the priests. 而这个祭物的肉、这个赎罪祭的肉没有任何一部分是要送给祭司的。The writer applies this to Christ.基本上是作者就把这个指向基督 Not indeed with literal fulfillment of all the details 不是说在每个细节上基督都字义上的、实现 But with appreciation of the parabolic and typical significance 乃是说呢要欣赏到这里是一个比喻一个预表这里比喻和预表才是那个重要性之所在第十二节十三节 Hebrews 13 verses 12to 13. Wherefore Jesus also, in order that he might sanctify the people through his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, that is outside the camp, bearing his reproach. 希伯来书第十二章十二到十三节。希伯来书第十三章十二到第十三节，所以耶稣要用自己的血叫百姓成圣，也就在城门外受苦。这样我们也当出到营外，救了他去，忍受他所受的凌辱。Jesus, therefore, offered himself a sacrifice.And that most particularly under the form of pattern supplied by the sin offering of the Levitical economy. 因此耶稣基督献上自己为祭特别是根据立位制度里面的赎罪祭所提供的样式。In thus offering himself, 基督既然这样的献上自己 he expiated guilt.他就为罪疚做成了赎罪 and purged away sin 同时解除了罪 so that we may draw near to God 好叫我们能够亲近神 in full assurance of faith 借着信心有充分完全的确据将来信心的神 and enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus， 透过耶稣基督的宝血进入到至圣所， having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience， 我们的良心以及有他的宝血洒在我们的良心身上，不再有一个邪恶的良心。 And that our body was with pure water， 我们的身体也透过净水被洗净了，就是我们身体心灵都完全洗净了。 In this connection we must also keep in view what we have reflected on already， 在这里呢我们也必须要注意到我们前面都已经思考过的事。那就说呢， The Levitical sacrifices were patterned after the heavenly exemplar， 立位制度里祭司所献上的祭呢是根据天上的事这个的样式而做的。 After what the epistle of Hebrews calls the heavenly things， 就是根据希伯来书作者所称天上的事 heavenly things， The bloody offerings of the Mosaic ritual， 摩西时期摩西制度的礼仪的流血的献祭 were patterns， 是样式 of the grand offerings of Christ himself， by which the things in heaven were purified， 乃是耶稣基督要洁净天上的事的那个伟大的献祭的一个的样式或者是影子。希伯来书第九章二十三节 Hebrews 9:23 This serves to confirm the thesis that， 这里就再一次的证明我们要讲的重点。那是说呢， What was constitutive in the Levitical sacrifices must also have been constitutive in the sacrifice of Christ。 在立位制度里献祭的那个构成它的核心意义的要点，同时就是耶稣基督献上自己为祭那个构成核心意义的要点。 If the Levitical sacrifices were expiatory， 假如立位制度里的献祭是赎罪性的， How much more must be the archetypal offering have been expiatory， 那么天上的原本的那个的献祭更加是赎罪性的。 And expiatory be remembered not on the plane of the temporary provisional preparatory and partial， 还要记得不是在那个暂时的暂定的预备性的部分的那个层面的赎罪性，不是的。 But on the plane of the eternal, the permanently real, the final and the complete， 那是在那个永恒的永久性真实的最后的完整的那个层面上，基督的献祭是赎罪性的。 The archetypal offering was therefore efficacious， 因此那个原本的献祭是有效性的。 In a way that the archetypal could not be， 预表的献祭是不可能有这种的有效性的。 It is this thought that is in evidence when he read Hebrews 9:14， 希伯来书第九章十四节， How much more shall the blood of Christ who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God。 就是这我们读到希伯来书第九章十四节就是遇到这个考虑这个的思想的。希伯来书第九章第十四节，何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵 献给上帝，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的良心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉永生上帝吗？我们下一讲继续来讲基督的sacrifice 献祭。